This episode is brought to you by IVP. The Book of Ruth is usually viewed through a Hallmark-tinted lens, but there is so much more to the story. In her six-week Bible study, Redeemer, Bible teacher and retreat leader, Dorina Lazo Gilmore-Young, invites us to view the Book of Ruth through a different lens, one that helps us recognize how this story proclaims God's heart for the vulnerable. As Ruth's story unfolds, we discover that God is the main character and that He is the true Redeemer for Ruth and for us today. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Redeemer for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Inner Varsity Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm 2. Why do the nations rebel? Why are the countries devising plots that will fail? The kings of the earth form a united front. The rulers collaborate against the Lord and His anointed King. They say, "Let's tear off the shackles they've put on us. Let's free ourselves from their ropes." The one enthroned in heaven laughs in disgust. The Lord taunts them. Then He angrily speaks to them and terrifies them in His rage, saying, "I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill." The king says, "I will announce the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. This very day I have become your father. Ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your personal property. You will break them with an iron scepter. You will smash them like a potter's jar. So now, you kings, do what is wise. You rulers of the earth, submit to correction. Serve the Lord in fear. Repent in terror. Give sincere homage. Otherwise, He will be angry, and you will die because of your behavior. When His anger quickly ignites, how blessed are all who take shelter in Him." Psalm 45. For the music director, according to the tune of Lilies, by the Kohorites, a well-written poem, a love song. My heart is stirred by a beautiful song. I say, "I have composed this special song for the king. My tongue is as skilled as the stylus of an experienced scribe. You are the most handsome of all men. You speak in an impressive and fitting manner. For this reason, God grants you continual blessings. Strap your sword to your thigh, O warrior. Appear in majestic splendor. Appear in your majesty and be victorious. Ride for the sake of what is right, on behalf of justice. Then your right hand will accomplish mighty acts. Your arrows are sharp and penetrate the hearts of the king's enemies. Nations fall at your feet. Your throne, O God, is permanent. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. For this reason, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy, elevating you above your companions. All your garments are perfumed with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From the luxurious palaces comes the music of stringed instruments that makes you happy. Princesses are among your honored women. Your bride stands at your right hand, wearing jewelry made with gold from Ophir. Listen, O princess, observe and pay attention. Forget your homeland and your family. Then the king will be attracted by your beauty. After all, he is your master. Submit to him. Rich people from Tyre will seek your favor by bringing a gift. The princess looks absolutely magnificent, decked out in pearls and clothed in a brocade trimmed with gold. In embroidered robes, she is escorted to the king. Her attendants, the maidens of honor who follow her, are led before you. They are bubbling with joy as they walk in procession and enter the royal palace. Your sons will carry on the dynasty of your ancestors. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will proclaim your greatness through the coming years. Then the nations will praise you forever. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be happy. Let the many coastlines rejoice. Dark clouds surround him. Equity and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him. On every side it burns up his enemies. His lightning bolts light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of the whole earth. The sky declares his justice, and all the nations see his splendor. All who worship idols are ashamed. Those who boast about worthless idols, all the gods bow down before him. Zion hears and rejoices. The towns of Judah are happy because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the most high over the whole earth. You are elevated high above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He protects the lives of his faithful followers. He delivers them from the power of the wicked. The godly bask in the light. The morally upright experience joy. You godly ones, rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. Psalm 104. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are magnificent. You are robed in splendor and majesty. He covers himself with light as if it were a garment. He stretches out the skies like a tent curtain and lays the beams of the upper rooms of his palace on the rain clouds. He makes the clouds his chariot and travels on the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers and the flaming fire his attendant. He established the earth on its foundations, and it will never be moved. The watery deep covered it like a garment. The waters reached above the mountains. Your shout made the waters retreat. At the sound of your thunderous voice, they hurried off. As the mountains rose up and the valleys went down to the place you appointed for them, you set up a boundary for them that they could not cross, so that they would not cover the earth again. He turned springs into streams. They flow between the mountains. They provide water for all the animals in the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky live beside them. They chirp among the bushes. He waters the mountains from the upper rooms of his palace. The earth is full of the fruit you cause to grow. He provides grass for the cattle and crops for people to cultivate, so they can produce food from the ground, as well as wine that makes people glad, and olive oil to make their faces shine, as well as bread that sustains them. The trees of the Lord receive all the rain they need, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted, where the birds make nests, near the evergreens in which the herons live. The wild goats live in the high mountains. The rock badgers find safety in the cliffs. He made the moon to mark the months, and the sun sets according to a regular schedule. You make it dark and night comes, during which all the beasts of the forest prowl around. The lions roar for prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and sleep in their dens. People then go out to do their work, and they labor until evening. How many living things you have made, O Lord! You have exhibited great skill in making all of them. The earth is full of the living things you have made. Over here is the deep, wide sea, which teems with innumerable swimming creatures, living things both small and large. The ships travel there, and over here swims the whale you made to play in it. All your creatures wait for you to provide them with food on a regular basis. You give food to them and they receive it. You open your hand and they are filled with food. When you ignore them, they panic. When you take away their life's breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your life-giving breath, they are created, and you replenish the surface of the ground. May the splendor of the Lord endure. May the Lord find pleasure in the living things he has made. He looks down on the earth and it shakes. He touches the mountains and they start to smolder. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God as long as I exist. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I will rejoice in the Lord. May sinners disappear from the earth and the wicked vanish. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. New Testament reading, Hebrews chapter 1 through chapter 2. Introduction. God has spoken fully and finally in his Son. After God spoke long ago in various portions and in various ways to our ancestors through the prophets, in these last days he has spoken to us in a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the world. The Son is the radiance of his glory and the representation of his essence, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. And so, when he had accomplished cleansing for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Thus he became so far better than the angels, as he has inherited a name superior to theirs. The Son is superior to angels. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have fathered you"? And in another place he says, "I will be his father, and he will be my son." But when he again brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And he says of the angels, "He makes his angels winds, and his ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And a righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. So God, your God, has anointed you over your companions with the oil of rejoicing. And you founded the earth in the beginning, Lord, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you continue. And they will all grow old like a garment, and like a robe you will fold them up, and like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never run out." But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent out to serve those who will inherit salvation? Chapter 2. Warning against drifting away. Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken through angels proved to be so firm that every violation or disobedience received its just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was first communicated through the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. While God confirmed their witness with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Exposition of Psalm 8. Jesus and the destiny of humanity. For he did not put the world to come, about which we are speaking, under the control of angels. Instead, someone testified somewhere, "What is man that you think of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You have made him lower than the angels for a little while. You crowned him with glory and honor. You put all things under his control." For when he put all things under his control, he left nothing outside of his control. At present, we do not yet see all things under his control. But we see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by God's grace he would experience death on behalf of everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For indeed he who makes holy, and those being made holy, all have the same origin, and so he is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you." Again he says, "I will be confident in him." And again, "Here I am with the children God has given me." Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he likewise shared in their humanity, so that through death he could destroy the one who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and set free those who were held in slavery all their lives by their fear of death. For surely his concern is not for angels, but he is concerned for Abraham's descendants. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he could become a merciful and faithful high priest in things relating to God, to make atonement for the sins of the people. For since he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious, holy, and majestic God, we worship you, for you are worthy of praise and adoration. God, we appreciate how you are mindful of us. We thank you, O Lord, for granting to us the privilege to sit with your word today. We pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would grant to us whatever good gift from your word that you have for us today. We reach out and we receive it by faith, O Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you indeed are the God-man, fully God and fully man. And you, in becoming our great high priest, did not spare yourself one ounce of humiliation. You took the full weight of suffering upon yourself, O God. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, our great high priest, that you can intercede for us with a deep credibility and awareness of the temptations that we experience. You experienced them as you walked this earth. Not only, Jesus, are you the great high priest, but you are the very sacrifice who stood in our place. Why would we not entrust ourselves to you? You have convinced us, as we reflect on this truth, of how deep and abiding your love is for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you chose to identify with us, those lower than angels, who because of you will reign with you as co-heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in your name that we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory, and we, O God, are left shocked and amazed by your goodness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.